So this is just raw off the cuff. I just had an experience and am having an experience where I'm completely just deciding to enjoy life as my priority. And enjoy life doesn't mean like I have to go somewhere and do something in order for me to be enjoy, because I mean that's basically where I was not too long ago, meaning like hours. I was just there an hour ago and I didn't even recognize it, but I was listening to so many books and I was listening to so many different things that it kind of started to get to me. It didn't get to me in a sense of, I didn't, or like I was going crazy. All of it made sense. But what I noticed was to become aware to a certain degree at a certain level of how things are. And what's really going on? It says in Ecclesiastes that that gives you grief, and I understand what it means. To look at the state of man sometimes and then try to contemplate it, how it got there. Why it got there. Look, it's there for whatever reason it's there. You know? It's there for whatever reason it's there. And we gotta assume that it's there for the highest good. And I mean, I personally enjoy thinking about how it's for the highest good. I like to think about those things and I like to discover new ways of seeing the world that way. I like that because I just feel like that's the truth. That's really the truth. So, I just like to, I enjoy searching that out. And I mean, really, if I'm being honest, the last thing that I really had to let go was the pursuit of more knowledge. I had to stop that because the pursuit of knowledge was consuming me. And it was making me not enjoy it. It made me feel like I had a responsibility and a burden to go save people and go do something for people. Because that's just compassion. That's compassion. That's compassion. It really is compassion. You can experience the suffering of that person. And that suffering can teach you a lot. It can teach you a lot. I think it can teach you appreciation. I think it can teach you patience. Because I, at least this is speaking from my perspective, I just got worn down. I got worn down. And I got worn down in a way I didn't even think. I wrote freedom on my wall. I wrote freedom on my wall. On these boards, because I wanted to, I like to wake up and I like to see what it is, wanting to feel in the morning. And the one thing that stands out on this whole wall of everything that I have on it, really, is freedom. Over love, over millions, over engaged, over wife, over God, is freedom. And that's just me being honest to myself because really the concept of God really did a lot of damage to me. To have a concept. Because, and I see why in the Bible it says, make no graven images of me when it talk about God, because that could really get you, that can make you schizophrenic, it can make you paranoid, that there's something that's about to come and get you, called a devil, it just makes you paranoid, and it makes you not be able to enjoy life. So to eliminate it altogether from my conceptual reality, by dissolving my conceptual reality, I get to just enjoy. You know, I get to enjoy God. God always is and is alive, but the only moment that's alive is this moment. And so I just really got worn out from spiritually seeking. And I don't know, you know, I don't know, you know, why it's this way, but reading Ecclesiastes really helped me out. It helped me know that I wasn't crazy about all of this toilsome work and this grinding work. The grinding work for something. And I don't know what it is that I'm even working for. I really don't. And it hasn't been chosen by me. It wasn't chose. I didn't choose that when I was younger. I didn't say I wanted to be working and doing hard grinding work. I never said that. You know, I never said that. And to just accept that I've never said that, and that I want it to be easy, and that's okay, and me surrendering to my deepest desire of wanting it to be easy, and I think that's okay, because if you want it to be easy, things become easy. If you make that a dominating emotion of yours, easy, I think life can become easy. And I think that's really what we want at the end of the day. At the end of the day, is ease. We really just want ease. And I don't think we all know that. I don't think we all know that. I think we believe we know that. Or I think that we still are trying to become more for other people, and still trying to show out for them and impress them. And it's making us forget what we really want, which is ease within ourselves. So this idea that we have to gather more material is literally death. It's death, and it keeps you trapped. And I'm just now realizing that, you know, I'm just now realizing that. And I don't want to, the thing that got me, though, is this freedom that I'm feeling came in a completely different way than I could have ever expected, because I didn't even recognize that I was really clinging on to the idea of being more by spiritually seeking. It was like a bottomless pit of spiritual seeking. It's bottomless. There's no end to spiritually seeking. You can get revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation. And I mean, you'll keep getting them too. It's crazy. Like, you can really see the cosmos. And I think that's a beautiful experience. But to need to have those experiences to feel important is some type of a sick ego. Another way the ego attaches to the spiritual mind. It's this last attempt, is this spiritual pursuer. This person who can be more because he's a spiritual being. It's that part of it that is so trapping, because the ego can do that. But to admit completely that all you want is ease, it puts you in the moment, really, because what's happening is your subconscious mind is actually accepting the idea of ease, and is taking the quickest route to it, which is presence to the moment. So one shortcut to the present moment is ease. It's just ease. And you can just be in a state of ease no matter what. And everything's easy. Just really easy. And that's the word. That's my word. There's any holy space, that's a holy space. None of this, like, stir you up, get you emotionally excited stuff. I'm talking about just ease. That's holy, if there's anything holy. That feels like love to me more than anything else. So I would rather have ease than love. Ease feels better. Ease feels better. Love seems attachy. I'm sorry. But love seems attachy, and it seems needy. And I would rather easy. When it's easy to be around somebody, what does that feel like? Doesn't that feel like love? You know, I would really like somebody to hear this who really needs it and message me back about what you got from this. I would love to hear what people got from what you get from this. I honestly would, because that gives me joy. And that's the only thing I want. If I had to say I wanted anything, that gives me joy here to hear the gospel, really. That you found it for you. You found it for yourself. And you've applied this spiritual practice. So I was asking for a spiritual practice to give people. And honestly, I think I found it. And it's a spiritual practice of ease. Have the ease take over everything. You can feel the ease in the tension. You can feel the ease in the finances. You can feel the ease in your spirit. You can feel the ease. You can just feel the ease. And if you can feel the ease, you don't get attached. It's not attachy. That's such a liberating, it's a liberating word. Ease. Because it implies effortlessness. It implies non-doing. And at the same time, engagement. Engaged non-doing is what easy means. It's easy. That's when something is easy. When something's boring, it's hard. It's actually hard to sit through a boring movie. It's hard to sit through a boring movie. It's hard to sit through an overstimulating movie, but it's easy to sit through an easy movie to watch. So the ease is engagement and effortlessness. And this is the spiritual practice. I don't think I really need any more books. honestly, because I have found the way I want to live. I've found everything in ease. It doesn't separate you from the world. It doesn't divide you from the world. It's not escapist. It's not escapism. And what it is monitoring everywhere that you have attachments. And those attachments, they are sometimes so subconsciously blinding. And you have to ask for it to be revealed to you because they're out of your sight. So in order to grow, you really have to trust. You have to trust. You simply have to trust. That's it. Trust. Trust. That's it. You just have to trust. And there's nothing else to it. Easy. Easy. There's no other books I need to read. I don't have to be the identity of spiritual man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.